Radio AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. We're at the Oneonta High School tonight as the Oneonta boys host Norwich in a huge stack division matchup. We did the game earlier this year. It was an absolute thriller. Round two tonight here at OHS. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Rich is my color guy tonight, Rich Turnbull. And we were doing some research before the game. I think we just got our answer on what this game means.
Yeah, what a night tonight's going to be, right? Because this is for all the marbles. If Oneonta wins the game tonight, they'll win the division. If Norwich wins, it would go to a tiebreaker. And they would actually know if they go to Stuff Valley and win on Tuesday, they would win.
Oh, wait, so have one more
they
game.
They had one more game, so yes. That's why it was. That's why the records are a little different on NateLaw.com.
All right, perfect. Yeah, so it's interesting because, yes, Oneonta owns the head-to-head against Norwich, and we'll see what happens here tonight. But, you know, that extra loss to Shenango Forks kind of looming large right now for the Jackets.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key loss, right, that they have. Norwich has only got the loss versus Seton and Oneonta, and that Oneonta game you had on the radio, what a great game. So we're expecting kind of the same type of game tonight.
Rich and I are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you all set up. The stands are packed here tonight at OHS, people continuing to filter in. And it's not just Oneonta and Norwich people. It's people from all over the area that have come to check out some really good boys basketball here tonight. So for Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lawless, the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Could it be any colder? I am so over winter.
Sounds like you need to get someplace warm. We just made reservations to bring the kids to Disney in March.
I'd love to go to Myrtle Beach during spring break, but I don't trust our car for such a long trip.
Steve and I had the same concern. That's why we went to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We found a really nice minivan with low mileage and all the extras. So now we can drive to Florida with confidence.
I see Butler Auto Sales license plate frames all over the place.
That's because they have a reputation for taking good care of their customers. They always have fair prices and they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 towards your trade-in, even if it's a clunker that doesn't run.
Wow, I'll get on their website tonight and check out the selection of SUVs.
It's ButlerAutoSales.com. There's like 20 pictures of each vehicle, and you can apply for credit online. Like the radio ad says, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed, no matter your credit situation.
If you need a safe, reliable vehicle for your next trip, visit Butler Auto Sales on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Butler Auto pregame show. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull. And you can always listen as well on WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, tonight brought to you by SFCU. Rich, the first game between these two, an instant thriller over in Norwich. I would expect the same here tonight. And basically, the research that we just did, Norwich has to win this one to stay alive, then they would have that other one on Tuesday. If some weird, wacky things happened, it could mean a one-game playoff, but it just shows how tight this division is this year.
Yeah, so just to kind of clarify it, if Oneonta wins tonight, they're the division winner. Norwich would have to win tonight and win against Stuff Valley on Tuesday to win the division. So essentially, Oneonta needs to win one, Norwich needs to win two.
And what was the tiebreaker scenario?
The tiebreaker would be if Norwich won tonight and lost the Stuff Valley, it would be a one-game playoff versus Oneonta. It would be Oneonta-Norwich, boy, that would be a game.
That would be a game, holy cow.
And maybe play that halfway more.
Yeah. Well, we're all set for this one here tonight. Looking forward to a great ball game. A lot of other fun things going on in the area tonight. Of course, it's a packed schedule. Everybody getting ready for the playoffs. But there's a couple local players that are very close to some milestones. I'm not going to give it away quite yet. But we do have our field reporters out there ready to report back. And if any of those milestones are reached tonight, we will certainly let you know. I don't want to put any extra undue pressure on some of these local athletes, but just give me a chance to say that we wish we could be everywhere. If there was 10 Nate Lulls, I'd be at 10 different games, I promise you that. But it's tough this time of year to know where to go, what to do, and you can't always please everybody, I guess.
It sure is. There's a lot of big games going on, a lot of great milestones out there. And I'm glad I'm not Nate Lull that had to make the decisions. You made the decision for me, so I'm here. So here we are. You know it's a big night when you have to park at Southside Mall to get here.
Yeah.
I mean, I might as well just stay there and just walk on over.
Rich and I are going to take another quick break. We'll come back and get you set for opening tip-off here, national anthem, all that good stuff coming up on WCDO.
Jerry's Inn has takeout specials for the big game this weekend, including wing specials for 12, 24, 36, or 50 wings, and boneless wings, too. Get one 10-inch pizza for $10, or two for $18, or choose a pizza and wing combo, six to choose from, like two pizzas and 24 wings for $36, or two pizzas and boneless wings for $25. Pepperoni rolls available too. Make sure to place your order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 607-320-4545. That's 320-4545. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, and from noon till 6:30 on Sunday, February 9th.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. We're live at Oneonta High School tonight. The Oneonta boys taking on Norwich. It's senior night here at OHS. And, of course, we have our Butler Auto pregame show. We have a ton of other special sponsors that we'll be recognizing throughout tonight's ballgame. Special Oneonta sponsors that have asked us if we could try to fit in some more Oneonta-Norwich games and, you know, some more Oneonta games where they're playing Delhi and Unitico and some of our other local teams this season. So we're definitely glad to do that. But, Rich, you are a Norwich guy. You worked for Norwich. I'm wondering, from your perspective, what does this rivalry kind of sum up? Because I'm the outside looking in, I mean, it is a rivalry that has passion. It's one of the best in the area. How is it from when you're on the inside?
I was kind of hoping you were going to bring it up. I didn't want to sound like that guy on the radio tonight. I'm going to be as fair as I can be. From the inside looking in, you know, in my perspective, basketball has always been that sport that really brings the rivalry out because they seem to be both pretty even over the years since I've been to Norwich. I've been to Norwich the last 23 years, and they both had some really good teams. I wouldn't say so much on, you know, I used to be the baseball coach, and they used to beat us up all the time. So I don't know if the rivalry's there so much. And, you know, you could say the same thing for football. Oneonta, Norwich kind of beat up Oneonta a lot in football. So I think the real rivalry, if you're looking from my perspective, is at the basketball level. And it's really, you know, you can look around here tonight. There's a lot of Norwich people here. A lot of people you kind of only see usually at home games in Norwich, but they made the trip over here. And a lot of the old-timers talk about the rivalry, too. I mean, I wasn't born and raised in Norwich, so I don't have that perspective as a kid. But a lot of the old-timers talk about the old Oneonta football games and all that. So the rivalry's there, and it's kind of a weird rivalry. It's not like one of those tri-valley rivalries where the teams are 8 miles apart. But it is a rivalry back to the Iroquois League that they talk about. And, you know, it's probably the closest league game that Norwich has. And the kids certainly don't like each other, and the fans don't like each other, and the coaches don't really like each other. So it's a real rivalry.
I love it. It's one of the best around, and we're excited to be a part of it here tonight. We're going to pause for the national anthem. Looks like the Greater Plains Elementary students have come tonight to be a part of this national anthem as well. So that's going to be fun to watch. And we'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Rich, you want to take us through our Norwich starters for tonight's game?
Yeah, no problem. We got Graham Burton, the senior, number 33, the big guy in the middle. We have the eighth grader, Cooper Christie, number 10. Number 4, the senior, Mitch Collins. Then we got 13, junior, Jason Stubbs. And, of course, the man that everybody's been talking about in Norwich, the 1,000-point scorer, having a great, great, great senior. One for the record book. A person told me earlier that he's about 1 or 2 points away from being the second all-time leading scorer in Norwich history, and that is the senior number 12, Stephen Dowdle.
That's amazing. So he's that close, huh?
I heard it. One of my guys last night told me 2 points, and I think he's listening to me right now. I think it's 2 points from being second all-time in Norwich school history, and that is impressive because there's a lot of history in Norwich basketball.
We're going to do our Oneonta lineup now. It is senior night, so they are starting some guys who wouldn't normally be in the lineup here for Coach Z. They're going to start with the senior number 22, Anthony Falco, a junior number 24, Britton Z, a senior number 30, Matt Rubin, a junior number 40, Brady Carr, and a senior number 50, Bruce Missler. So Imperato and Brockington normally in the starting lineup. Starting on the bench, we'll see how long Coach Z wants to play the senior night game. And Norwich going with their normal starting five. Norwich in the road purple with the gray and white trim. Oneonta's in the home whites with the royal blue and the gold trim. We're about to jump it up between Burton of Norwich and Brady Carr of Oneonta. Here we go. Packed house here. I love it. Steven sections up and going. And Norwich is going to win the opening tip. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Again, in the dark purple with the gray and the white, says Tornado in gray lettering across the front of the uniform. Jackets are in the home white, the royal blue, the gold trim, says Jackets in blue lettering on the front of the chest there. Purple Tornado have it in the right corner. Dowdle wants a three. It's going to short buckle off the side of the rim. Rebound for Oneonta. And here's Britton Z going right to left on your radio dial. Boy, great atmosphere here tonight. Left side for Brady Carr. Hands it off right in the breadbasket of Britton Z. Backdoor cut by Brady Carr. The alley-oop, and he lays it in.
So Oneonta comes down to 2-3 defense, and Britton Z doing a wonderful job rebounding out of it, and then Norris comes out in a man, and Carr with a beautiful backdoor cut found by Z. Two great juniors going to have a great future together.
Well, you can tell they worked on that in practice. Set that all up. And here's Mitchell Collins answering with a two from the left elbow for Norwich.
And Mitchell Collins has been having a great last 2 weeks. Been playing really, really well. Probably about the second leading scorer for the Purple.
Yeah, he's been great. Moved on to the top scorers list on NateLaw.com, averaging right around 11.5 right now. Pull-up jumper for Z from straight away. Left it short, rebound Falco. His rebound putback won't go. And Kaysen Stubb, probably the most athletic guy on the floor, goes up to grab that for Norwich. The purple have it. Going left to right, back to Dowdle. 1,000-point score here earlier this season for Norwich. Dowdle directing traffic. He's our WCDO Athlete of the Week this week. You can find all that as well on my social media, NateLull.com. And here's Norwich down low. Graham Burton lost control of it. Brady Carr, a rebound. Carr down the right side. Wants a three. Pulls up in front of the Norwich bench. Just a little too strong. Rebound pulled down by Bruce Missler. Off the glass, but it's good for Missler. Bruce only gets about two or four a game, but makes it count there, and it's 4-2 for the Jackets here over the Purple Tornado. We're 2 minutes in the first quarter here at OHS tonight. And here is Mitchell Collins, left side, on the elbow, going to Dowdle, steps through, and this one, a little finger roll, no good. Missler a rebound. The first game, Rich, was a big showdown between Carr of Oneana and Dowdle of Norwich. We'll see how this shapes up here tonight. Rubin on the right block. Gives it back to Brady Carr. Pull-up jumper for Carr is good. Another 1,000-point score from this year. And Oneana leads 6-2. Dowdle in transition. Zips one out. Finds Collins in the left corner. Fires a three. It's long. And Missler, another rebound. Doing great on the glass so far.
Oneana in general just doing really well on the glass and just getting into their offensive set. Norwich looks a little bit maybe frazzled by the atmosphere.
Missler for a long two. And that's off the right side of the rim. No good. And a rebound for the Purple. Maybe a little trigger happy there for Missler from deep, the big man. And here's Dowdle on the left side. Wants a screen. Dowdle into the paint. Hands one off for Stubb. Norwich with the ball going left to right. Now back to Dowdle. He wants a deep three. That's short. And another rebound for Missler. And Norwich kind of having to shoot from the outside. Got an official timeout on the floor here so Carr can tie his shoe. Oneana almost daring them to shoot from the outside, clogging up the middle.
Yeah, definitely playing a 2-3 zone and just kind of focusing on Steven Dowdle wherever he goes. They don't want him to get a clean shot. He's been short on two of his first two shots and really just letting anybody else. The Purple Tornado not doing a good job halfway through the first quarter rebounding at all. Missler just cleaning it up and doing what he wants to do down low.
4:50 to go, first quarter. 6-2 our score. Oneata on top of Norwich. Here's Rubin to Z on the right side. Z pulls it back out. Wants to pull up. Takes a long three, and it's in for Britton Z. And what a start here for Oneana. They're up 9-2.
At that first matchup with Oneana, I was completely impressed with Britton Z, and I thought he was the key to the game for the Yellow Jackets. And again, just coming out and playing really, really well tonight.
Dowdle to the right side. Norwich is in desperate need of a bucket here early with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Christie with a little take. Missed it. Rebound by Christie, though, in the land of the trees, the smallest guy. Kicks it back out to Mitchell Collins. His three is short. Dowdle's got a rebound. Inside for Graham Burton, who lays it in. Big possession there for Norwich.
Got the bucket they needed. It was a good look from Dowdle. Everybody kind of collapsed on him to score, and he found Burton for an easy two.
3:55 to go first quarter. Jackets 9, Purple Tornado 4. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. Missler on the left low block. Got stripped. Ball is loose. He was on the line under the basket. And it's going to go back to Norwich.
One of the trademarks of Norwich over the years has been playing what they call the Viper. They play this 2-3 trap when they come over the half court, and they've been kind of putting that in over the last 10 games.
And here is Dowdle down the right side of the floor. Norwich with the ball, trying to slice into this Oneonta lead here with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Dowdle will back it out, looking for some options. Into the right side, he goes to Christie. Cooper Christie into the corner for Kaysen Stubb. Tried to force it to the interior. Intercepted there by the Jackets. They've really clogged it up around Graham Burton.
Missler doing a lot of good things so far. Got a good steal there. Had two or three big rebounds. Just getting some good minutes for the Yellow Jackets.
Here's Carr to the right side now for Britton Z. Z again directing traffic. Stutter steps into the paint. Works one back out for Rubin. And he's really letting these seniors play here in this first quarter. Coach Z, that is. Here's Britton Z. Pull-up jumper is good, and Oneana's hot right now. A 15-footer left side for Z.
I bet him play two if Britton Z's going to do that all night. Just keep everybody on the court. They're looking really well tonight.
11-4 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. In this stack rivalry game, Oneana wins. They'll win the division. It really sets them up well for the stack playoffs. Christie straight away here for Norwich. 15 on the shot clock. They find Collins in the left corner for three. And it's good for Mitchell Collins.
and that's the one he's been hitting the last 2 to 3 weeks. And Coach Z knows that he is yelling at his guys. You have to get to him. He's done his scouting report. He knows Mitchell's making that shot.
Oneonta 11, Norwich 7, 2:20 to go, first corner, and then the Jackets throw it away. A high pass over the top of the defense into the stands. Want to say thank you to all our special sponsors tonight, including Mirabito Convenience Stores. Fuel up with a full tank of premium fuel, your favorite snacks, or a hot cup of coffee. When you're on the go, you got to go Mirabito. Norwich with the ball. They go to Dowdle in the right corner. Dowdle, little jab step, double team, stripped as he tried to get through, and really had no real estate to work with there. 2 minutes left here, first quarter. Jackets 11, Norwich 7. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. We got a push-off here on Brady Carr.
No, it's an illegal screen by Mitchell.
Oh, okay, yes.
He was moving when Carr was trying to use the screen. One of those, you see kind of a point of emphasis over the last 5 to 10 years at the college level, at the high school level. You got to have those 2 feet setting that high ball screen, and they caught Missler there.
When I first looked, I thought they got Brady for a little forearm on the push, but they get Missler for the screen. 1:50 to go in this first quarter. First foul on either team here tonight. Here's Dowdle taking it into the teeth of the defense. Can he get the roll? Big bucket there by Dowdle. Back to a two-point game.
That's Dowdle's game. He likes to draw the defense in, take him to the basket, and that's going to open up his jump shot later in the game.
Oneonta 11, Norwich 9. Now a steal by the Purple. They could tie it up or take the lead on this possession after being down 11-2. Dowdle into the paint. He scores again. Huge for Dowdle. And we're tied up at 11 here between Norwich and Oneonta late in the first quarter here at OHS. Britton Z into the corner for Falco. Now back out to Z. Boy, these seniors are going to get to play the whole first quarter. Now we got a foul. Cooper Christie on a little reach-in as Z was trying to turn the corner.
Wow, that's a tough call right there on Cooper Christie. It's a tough matchup for him, the eighth grader versus the junior. And, you know, it's just a tough call up on top. It's just a little hand check call.
Imperato and Brockington, the normal other starters, will come in here for the Jackets. And so Oneonta gets it in with Maddox Imperato on the right side. Imperato finds Z, left side, now back up to Brockington. And now Imperato into the paint. He's been lighting it up recently as well. Finds Brockington. His shot was too strong. Rebound for Kaysen Stubb. Stubb down the right side, splits the defense. Stubb to the rim. Nobody stopped him, and he scores.
That is Stubb's play, right? He loves to go coast to coast. He is such an athletic player. You said it. He might be the most athletic player on the court.
Norwich has the lead now, 13-11 after being down early. Here on the road at Oneonta, Z into the corner. Finds Grayson Brockington from downtown, and he's got it for Oneonta.
That's what Z's really good at. He gets in the paint, and then he kicks it to his teammates, and everybody collapses on him. What a great find by Z. It's the game we thought it was going to be, a one-point game so far.
Yeah, 20 seconds left, first quarter. Jackets 14, Purple Tornado 13. And we got a legal screen again here at the top of the key. Got him for sticking the leg out.
It's the same call. It's just it looked a little odd when it's a guard versus a guard doing that, right? It's an easier call when it's a forward. So at that time, they called Mitchell Collins doing it, who's a prototypical guard. You don't usually see that call.
Jackets have it here. 15 seconds to go. First quarter, 14-13 our score. Z's got it straight away. They'll do a little give and go here. Z wants to fire from deep, and he's got it. Britton Z. He's feeling it. He's got 8 points here in the first quarter, and that's going to do it. Oneonta boys lead 17-13 over Norwich. Second quarter coming up on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student-athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, we're back. Start of the second quarter. Norwich with the basketball. And this will be Dowdle on the right side as Norwich goes left to right on your radio dial. 17-13 our score. Jackets on top of Norwich. Ivoniana wins tonight. They win their division in the stack. Norwich trying to stay alive, also with a chance to win the division, but they need this one here tonight. Cooper Christie on the right side will zip one back out to Casey Stubbs. Shot clock is down to five. They find Mitchell Collins in the corner, and he's blocked there by Bruce Missler, but Collins had no choice. He pretty much had to let that go.
So Missler finally got the scouting report there, right? Everybody was screaming, corner, corner, corner. He got there, and Collins just had no choice but to throw it up, right, you said, and Missler pretty much blocked that with his elbow.
Yeah, Missler, 6'4", 6'5", hard to get over that wingspan in the corner. Dowdle now, shot clock still at three, step back three, straight away, almost went down, just died on the front of the rim. Missler with a rebound, outlet pass to Brady Carr. So the Jackets started off hot, Norwich chipped it back, and now another run here by Oneana, but Grayson Brockington misses the chippy left-handed layup, and a rebound here for Norwich. Boy, that one hurts.
That one was a beautiful pass by Carr. I didn't know he had that in him. That was a Magic Johnson-looking left-handed pass.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a beautiful pass.
Right through the defense, too, but they can't capitalize. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. 17-13 our score. A pass down low here, and we got a traveling violation on Dowdle. On the right low block, and the energy really starting to heat up here, Rich.
It certainly is. The referee at half, the between quarters said, boy, they're making us run out here tonight, and it is. It's a fast-paced game, but that's the games we like. So fun to call, so fun to watch.
Z across midcourt, Oneana going right to left. They have the ball, and the white with the royal blue and the gold trim. Z, another pull-up from the right elbow. No, and over-the-back call here on Brady Carr as he was going hip-to-hip there with Dowdle.
Yeah, that's the big tall guy is always going to get that one right. That one's one of those classic. He was jumping over the smaller guard to kind of tip it back to himself. He's always going to get that call against him.
Norwich will walk it down the floor. With 6:20 to go in the second quarter, 17-13 our score. Right side here for Mitchell Collins. Now to Kaysen Stubb on the baseline. Stubb, little dribble drive, zips one back out. Dowdle pump fakes on the three. Into the paint. Dowdle. A lot of contact, kicks one back out. Mitchell Collins straight away three. He's got it.
Boy, he has been good the last 2 weeks, and he's keeping his hot streak going. You know, Collins play really, really well together. Two seniors, known each other for a long time, and Collins just hitting the shot.
Oneana's got the ball and a one-point lead. They'll get this one back to Carr. Carr straight away, didn't pull the trigger, goes back to Z. He will, and he's fouled. He came off the screen, and Collins got a hack on him. And Z's going to the line for three.
You know, in the first game, Brady Carr was the one that came out on fire in Norwich. He was, like, unstoppable, shooting it everywhere. You almost have the exact opposite going on right now. You have Z. He's kind of just firing it up wherever. I mean, that was an NBA shot with a guy in your face.
Z's first shot at the line is up and good. He's got 9 points. Want to say thank you as well to Tri-County Glass at 51 Main Street in Oneana, a trusted provider of residential and commercial glass solutions. Steve can handle all glass repairs and specializes in custom work. Z's second shot at the line is also good. Always friendly service and reasonable prices at Tri-County Glass of Oneonta. Z into double figures already with 10 points. Norwich going to the bench. Graham Burton coming back in. And he's going to give a little break here to Carmine Pastore, who had checked in for a brief moment.
A lot of people was talking about how just Carr played really, really well that first game. I actually thought Z was the key to the game at the end. And he hits the foul shot here, and so far he's been the key to this game as well for the Yellow Jackets.
Z goes 3-for-3 at the line. He's got 11 of Oneana's 20 in a four-point ball game. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Kaysen Stubb with a pull-up. It's good from the left side for Norwich from 10 feet.
When he shoots a jumper, it's a real jumper. He elevates, and he gets above his defender. Beautiful-looking jump shot by Stubb.
20-18 our score. Oneana boys leading Norwich. A nice play, and they find Z on the inside on a curl at the right low block, and he's got 13.
was he is just, he's in his zone. He's looking around. He's pointing to his teammates. He's feeling it right now.
5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Oneonta boys leading 22-18 here over Norwich. Gowdle pass through the hands of Graham Burton, and it's going to go back to the Jackets. Now Missler will get a break, and Matthew Rubin will come back in here for OHS.
Missler's played really well for the Yellow Jackets tonight, getting some key rebounds, a big block, and a lot of energy. Playing a lot of energy, you know, on his senior night, what you'd expect.
Oneonta with the ball. They go to Brockington straight away. Now to Imperato. Imperato off a screen, finds a backdoor cut for Rubin, and he nails that one down.
Oneonta just kind of taking care of the ball, not making a lot of mistakes, where Norwich seems to be a little bit more rushed and kind of turning the ball over a little bit more. They got to get it. They have to get in the flow to stay in this game.
4.5 to go in the second quarter. Oneonta's pumped that lead back up again to 24-18. Left side now for Christie. Going to Mitchell Collins. Collins inside, nice move by Graham Burton to get some space, and then he's got a wide open layup.
Heron does a really good job. He's a big body. He does a good job sealing and getting some space, like you said, in an easy layup. He's never going to miss that one. Nice play for a much needed bucket by the Tornado.
Back to a 4-point game. Jackets lead 24-20 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Carr on the right side as Oneonta goes right to left. They go to Imperato, tries to go to the inside, and a nice steal here by Cooper Christie. Christie in transition, into the paint, will kick one out, finds Collins, they wheel one back to the top of the key for Dowdle for three, and he's got it. And Norwich cuts it right back to a 1-point game. Dowdle with seven.
What a play by the eighth grader to set that all up, bring it all the way down the court, finds his open teammate, who then finds Dowdle. Beautiful play by Cooper Christie.
3.5 to go in the second quarter, it's 24-23. Z wants a huge NBA range three again, and he hits it from the volleyball line.
If he's making that, you have to guard him as soon as he steps on the court. He's in range in the parking lot.
Holy cow, that was one of the deepest threes we've seen. He pulled up from West Oneonta there. It's 27-23, and now a steal by Z, and a foul on Norwich. And just when you think Norwich has jumped back into the game, Britton Z trying to take over a little bit here. Wow.
It's almost like Z's playing down in Neowau Park right now, just kind of throwing it up there and let it see what happens, and it's going in. It's going in. You better guard him. You better guard him as soon as he comes out of the locker room, or it's going to be a long night for the Tornado.
Pickett Building Materials, another sponsor for tonight's game on State Highway 23 in Oneonta, your one-stop destination for complete building supplies, serving both construction pros and do-it-yourselfers, open Monday through Saturday. You know what's also open is the three ball for Oneonta. Grayson Brockington hits one from downtown.
And what you like to see is Z was more happy when he hit the three-pointer. Z is just completely into the game, cheering on his teammates, a complete leader out there, like just cheering on and everything. It's going. It's going right now for the Yellow Jackets.
Oneonta 30, Norwich 23, with 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Norwich has it. They go to Dowdle. Wants a screen. Dead passes one off for Mitchell Collins. Collins tried to force it to the inside. A steal. Ball's loose. Oneonta comes away with it. They find Z in transition. Left side three, in and out. Rebound for Imperato. Backdoor cut for Rubin again, and this time it rolls off the front of the rim. Dowdle a rebound. Here comes the track meet again. Down the floor for Dowdle. Gets the bucket. Are they going to count it? Yeah, count the bucket for Dowdle, and he's fouled. He's going to the line.
It's one of those nights right now for the Tornado. They get down to like 7 or 8, and then they need that bucket, and they seem to get it every time. So with that bucket, it's going to cut it to 5.
I don't know if they're going to count it, though. He went
yeah,
over.
They did. They just counted it, but they didn't put it on the scoreboard
yeah,
yet,
not,
I don't think.
Not on the board here. I thought they made the signal when they went over to the...
Yep.
There we go. Okay, it's up on the board.
I mean, just Dowell just seems to get the big bucket when they need it right now, him and Collins.
And his foul shot's good. Dowdle's got 10. Wow, what a game. 30-26 with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. And Z will walk it up the floor, crosses the Jacket logo in the midcourt timeline, finds Brockington left side, back out Imperato. Right side here for Z. Now back to Imperato. Z wants to go inside because Christie's guarding him, and he's got the mismatch there size-wise. Z into the right corner, comes off the screen, wants the pull-up jumper, and hits it. He's hot. He's got 18 right now.
So Carter Christie comes in to guard Z. Carter Christie's known for his defense in Tornado Land.
Norwich taking it down into the teeth of the defense. A miss here, twice for Norwich, and Oneonta's got a rebound. Ahead now on the left side for Britton Z. Oneonta leads 32-26 with a buck and a half to go in the second quarter. They find Carr, right side three, off the back of the rim, and both Christies have got this rebound. I didn't even catch that Carter was in.
Yeah, Carter comes in to play defense mostly for the Tornado, but Z, just beautiful, beautiful elevation jump shot over Carter a couple plays ago.
And here is Cooper Christie, finds Carter on the left side. The eighth grade brothers for Norwich finding Stephen Dowdle straight away. Three! Wow, as deep as Z. Coach Brad Z can't believe it. Dowdle's got 13. We got to take a timeout here with a minute to go in the second quarter. We're laughing because this is video game life. 32-29. Jackets on top of the purple. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. We got a minute to go in the second quarter, just under a minute. Jackets leading 32-29. We also want to thank Country Club Motors, located at 70 Oneida Street here in Oneonta. Chevy, Buick, GMC, and much more. You can see the inventory online at countryclubmotors.com. Country Club Motors, where high volume saves you money. Jackets have it. They take it down low with Rubin. Into the corner. That's Brockington's spot, and he hits again. 9 on 3 threes for Brockington.
Brockington hitting the three. That's a tough shot for Norwich. They all collapsed on Carr. Left Brockington wide open if he's going to hit that shot. I mean, the Jackets are just hitting from all over the place.
Jackets 35, Purple Tornado 29. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Kaysen Stubb on the baseline. Has to pull it out. Finds Dotto. Another three. Can he do it? Off the front of the rim? No. Carter Christie, a rebound. Back out Dotto. 15 seconds left here. Second quarter. Cooper Christie down low. Works one back out. Down to 8 seconds. They find Kaysen Stubb. Stubb steps back. Long two. Off the front of the rim? No. Rebound for the Jackets. Down the floor. And that's going to do it for the second quarter. Our halftime score, Oneonta 35 and Norwich 29. Rich, real quick, before we come back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report, what a whale of a first half, back and forth. What a track meet.
Wow, I'm glad I made the drive over. I would have paid to get into this game. Towards Z and then Dowdle and then Z and then Dowdle. And right now, the difference is probably Brockington. Brockington with the big three threes and really kind of just scoring over the other Norwich guys. Dowdle can't do it by himself. He's had a few good buckets from Collins and Burton, but they're going to have to get some other points because Z right now is just on fire and he's controlling the game.
Z with 18 and Brockington with 9 to lead Oneonta. 13 for Dowdle, 8 for Mitchell Collins to lead Norwich on the other side. We'll be back. Halftime score, Oneonta boys leading Norwich 35-29 at the break here at OHS. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Stuck in a ditch after...
Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here in Oneonta. Oneonta boys leading Norwich 35-29 at the break. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions for nearly 100 years. You can call them at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. All right, again, our scoring in the first half, 18 for Britton Z, 9 for Grayson Brockington. This is for Oneonta. 4 for Brady Carr, 2 apiece for Matt Rubin and Bruce Missler. For Carr to only have 4, and Oneonta puts up 35, that's tremendous. On the other side for Norwich, 13 for Stephen Dowdle, 8 for Mitchell Collins, 4 apiece for Graham Burton and Cason Stubb.
So really what you've seen is Norwich has kind of switched a little bit, and they put Dowdle on Carr. He's primarily been playing him, and Dowdle is really kind of underrated on his defense. You've seen him throughout the year. If you've been watching Norwich, you see him pick up some of the bigger guys. We did a game together, I think, earlier in the year when we actually gave Steven the defensive player of the game, where he was actually playing one of the bigger guys. I forgot what
maybe
game
Delhi,
that was.
I think
it was the Delhi game. Yeah, because he went down to play some of the big trees in Delhi, right?
Yes.
And he's playing Carr, which actually Carr plays a little bit of Dowdle's game out in the front. So I think that's a little attributed to Brady Carr's 4 points when he got the senior Dowdle on him.
Great game so far. Again, some deep threes from both Britton Z and from Stephen Dowdle firing from downtown. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
Every time I watch Britton Z play, I'm just getting more and more and more impressed. Not only is he making the shots, but he's just into the game. He's playing to the crowd. He's playing to the crowd in the correct way. It's not anything negative, right? A lot of times you see kids playing negatively into the crowd. He plays very positively in the crowd, and he seems to be a very good teammate to me, where he's always picking up his friends and his other teammates, and he's just as excited for Brockington when he makes the three. I think Z's just a winner, and I think he likes to win, and he'll do anything for the Yellow Jackets to win. I'm really impressed with him, Nate. I really am. I told all my Norwich people that out of all the players I've seen this year, he's probably impressed me the most.
That's high praise, and sometimes he's in the shadow of Carr with all his accolades, but Britton is having a heck of a year as well. So Rich and I are going to take a quick break here on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back one more time before we get you set for the third quarter. Oneonta boys on top 35-29 here over Norwich at the break from OHS on CBO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Oneonta boys leading Norwich 35-29 here tonight at OHS. And, of course, want to thank all our special sponsors that are helping us to bring you more of these Oneonta and Norwich games this season, including Tino's Pizza right here in Oneonta, the original home of the cold cheese pizza. Whether you're in the mood for authentic New York-style pizza, unique salads, or a freshly made sub on our homemade Italian bread, Tino's has you covered. Located on Main Street in Oneonta, Tino's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering options, and free delivery. So give Tino's a call or order online through Slice or DoorDash. That's Tino's Pizza, the original home of the cold cheese pizza. Always love a good slice of cold cheese.
Yeah, you can't beat it. Isn't that the same place that... No, I don't know. I'm thinking of something else. That's all right. I love coming to Oneonta to eat. I don't tell the Norwich people that are listening. But, I mean, It's one of my favorite spots, actually. I think Oneana is very underrated when it comes to great food places in central New York. If I'm not in Norwich, I'd rather go to Oneana.
Also want to thank Harlem and Jervis, attorneys at law on Chestnut Street here in Oneonta. They pride themselves on getting to know their clients so they're better able to serve your needs. Harlem and Jervis, understanding you, understanding the law. Call 607-432-3611. And we're getting a little shout-out on the PA over there. Appreciate that from Bish.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. I was listening to you.
Yeah, so Harlem and Jervis, I don't want to take away from them. They were one of the big businesses that came to us and said, we'd like to get Oneonta basketball back on the radio, especially the Oneonta Norwich game.
Well, Mr. Harlem had one of the great girls basketball players over the years with Maddie Harlem. I actually got to coach against her as the assistant coach in Norwich, and she was a nightmare. Boy, she could play. Those Oneonta girls teams were no joke back in the day with Sienna Whiskey and, of course, Mariah Ruff. And Hank Wolstenholme was one of the girls on her team. And, boy, Maddie Harlem could really play. She's a good guard for the Yellow Jackets. Boy, I'm kind of sounding like a Yellow Jackets person today. I'm going to have to get a new job probably by the end of the day.
Hey, I will say, one of the things we're keeping an eye on tonight is Lizzie Kraft from Unitigo, a senior. She came in tonight needing 15 points to get 1,000. She's down to 9. They're playing Delhi at Unitigo tonight. It's another game we wish we were at, but we're keeping an eye. We'll call it Lizzie Watch here. So she's down to 9. That's almost halftime there at the U. We know Coach Bruce is going to have a great defense to go up against Lizzie tonight, and that's a huge MAC matchup. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on Unitigo and Delhi tonight, just to keep our listeners aware. Lizzie needs 9 to join the 1,000-point club. So Norwich has got the ball going right to left. They go to Case and Stubb there in the purple with the gray and white trim. They go inside for Graham Burton. His layup won't go. Rebound for Maddox Imperato. Here comes Oneonta and the home whites with the blue and the gold trim. Right side here for Imperato. We'll work it back out to Z. And Z going to set up on offense. And they run that same play and find Brady Carr, but he misses the layup here. He was wide open, and Norwich has got the rebound.
Wow, they just got lucky on that play.
Cason Stubb is fouled as he takes it to the rim. How did they run that again? And they got the same look.
The same exact play. It's almost like that old classic out-of-bounds play that you see a lot of teams do when the big guy wheels around for the lob pass. What's really interesting, if no one's ever been to a game in Oneonta, is this basket that Norwich has to shoot on. It's a tough basket because you got fans behind it. You don't get a lot of these baskets in stack or really section four play. And I've always thought this is the biggest advantage Oneonta has in the second half. They make the opposing team play to this basket.
Yeah, there's not many, as Stubb makes the first foul shot here, there's not many. Cooperstown has this, and a little bit in Green. Not a huge spot behind each basket.
Correct.
But, you know, besides that, it's rare to see fans behind each basket. Stubb says, I got it. He goes 2 out of 2 at the line.
I guess he's not fazed with the big Oneonta crowd behind him.
And to the left side here for the Jackets, 35-31. Oneonta to the right side. Trying to go inside now to Brady Carr. Carr, little turnaround, Dowdle right in his face. Carr says, I got it this time. A fadeaway on the right block.
Dowdle did as well as he could there. Carr's just got 3 or 4 inches on him, and that's a beautiful play by Brady Carr.
And here is Norwich again to the left side with Stephen Dowdle. Now they go to Cason Stubb. Comes around the corner. Stubb steps through. In the paint, his jumper. Oh, halfway down, it popped out. Rebound for Christie. Back out. Here for Mitchell Collins, and another three for Mitchell Collins. And it's a three-point game. Oneonta on top, 37-34.
Again, Collins has been having a great second half of his senior year. Well played, well. Good shot there by Collins.
Missler on the right low block. Dumps one back out for Imperato, and we got a traveling violation. Norwich trying to grab some momentum back. They trail by three with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Really, Norwich has done a good job of, you know, taking care of the Yellow Jacket runs here. If they could just, you know, keep it close and just make the run of their own, this could be a Purple Tornado victory here. It would be a great win for them.
Every time Norwich seems to get it back to 2 or 1, Oneonta goes on another run. Almost a backcourt violation there on Norwich. They keep it in. Dowdle for three, rattles in and out from way deep straight away. Rebound Oneonta. Here's Imperato. Takes it in and scores. In transition. Well done by Maddox Imperato.
Good job by the official there, not calling the foul. A lot of officials there will call the foul with little anticipation, but he doesn't do that. Well done by the official. You don't hear that very often from me.
5.5 to go in the third. Oneonta leads 39-34. A pass down low, up off the glass, and good for Kaysen Stubb.
Boy, Stubb is an athlete. He is looking good here in the second half for the Tornado. Tornado's keeping it close, like we said, Nate. It's a great game.
39-36. Brockington in the corner. This one's got a little too much mustard on it. Missed it. Rebound, Missler. And back out to Britton Z. He wants a three. And Britton's this one. This time it buckles off the side of the rim. Missler another rebound. Both teams scrambling for it here. We got a foul on Missler on the reach-in. He was irritated there and was going after Dowdle a little bit on that rebound with 5 minutes to go in the third.
Boy, Missler is just all-out hustle. He's a physical player. The Norwich players didn't like that, but the Oneonta people wanted to jump ball. It's the rivalry, folks, right?
4:50 to go in the third. Three-point game. Oneonta's up 39-36 here tonight at OHS. Baseline drive for Christie. Tried to leave it off for Graham Burton. Threw his hand. It's on the floor, and Christie's got a hold of it. So does Z. And this time we got the jump ball. The arrow gives it to the Jackets.
Gotta love that there, right? Cooper Christie mixing it up with Britton Z. Boy, they're playing all out right now. This is a fun game to watch. I know everybody's listening to us, but holy cow, I'd rather be here to see this.
4.5 to go in the third. We're glad to have you along as well tonight on WCDOSports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Here's Carr with a pull-up in the paint, rolls around the rim, and then pops free, rebound Norwich. Down the right side here for Kaysen Stubb, into the corner. And here is Mitchell Collins. Oh, that was halfway down as well, and then buckles out. And it remains a three-point game with 4:15 to go in the third. Z works one out here to Grayson Brockington. Jackets lead 39-36 here at the Hive tonight. Right side. They go to Britton Z. No points in the second half for Britton. Pulls up, died on the front of the rim. Ball off of Missler's hands. He tracks it into the corner. Is able to chuck it back to Imperato. Now to Brady Carr. Straight away for Brady is off the back of the rim. Brockington skies for a rebound. Oneonta keeps it alive. And Brady's second chance is also off the back of the rim. And finally, Norwich with a rebound.
Boy, players were getting up for those rebounds. Big plays here.
Here's Dowdle into the piece of the defense. Missed the shot, but Burton's there to Windex the glass and put it in.
Boy, the Norwich fans want a foul on Dowdle, but Burton was there to clean it up anyway. But boy, the Norwich fans are getting riled up. They want some fouls. Boy, they want them over here.
39-38. You know this game's going to heat up as we go along.
Yes, it is. It's going to be great.
3:20 to go here in the third. 39-38, and then a foul on Christie up near midcourt. A little too much there on the body near midcourt, and Coach Alger signaling to the referee, oh, how about the last one? 3:20 to go here in the third.
That was the classic. Cooper didn't know if he was going to go for the steal. He kind of wanted the steal, but they couldn't get to it, so then he ran into the guy. It's just, you know, learning curves for the eighth grader there.
3:15 to go in the third. It's a one-point game. Jackets on top of Norwich, 39-38, in a key stacked division contest here. Oneonta wins tonight. They win the division. Norwich could still win it, but they need this victory here tonight to stay alive. Z on the right side. Little killer crossover. Pull up three. No. Brockington. How the heck did he get that? We got a foul on the floor underneath. Brockington jumped out of the gym for that rebound.
Brockington's head almost hit the rim. I mean, that was an impressive rebound. Z was calling for the clear out because he had the smaller Christie on him, but Brockington read the miss really, really well, and he got up for that ball. What a rebound.
2:58 to go here in the third. A one-point game. Jackets on the baseline. They work it into Carr. Off the hands there and out of bounds. Boy, Dowdle is doing a heck of a job on Brady Carr. He's only got 6 points, and he's frustrating Carr as well.
He really is doing a good job on Carr.
But you never know with Brady Carr. He only needs that one bucket to go through, and he heats up. Jackets get it in the paint here with Imperato, and he traveled, and it's going back to Norwich. Suffocating defense by the Purple.
You almost feel like Norwich has got a little bit of the momentum right now. Oneonta seems to be a little bit more frustrated on the offensive end, and the Tornado playing some pretty good defense here for Coach Alger.
2:45 to go in the third. Kaysen Stubb in the paint, hanging, and he gets the roll to go. A timeout for Norwich. Stubb with a great jumper. Gets it to go. He's got 10. We'll take a break. Norwich takes the lead 40-39. 2:40 to go in the third on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. you choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:23 to go in the third. Rich, this is really starting to heat up here with Oneonta boys now trailing Norwich by one.
Right before we took that break, Nate, Casey Stubb made a beautiful play just hanging in the air, and Coach Elger calls a timeout to set up basically a 3-2 zone defense, but then they just went back to man, and just all-out hustle right now on both teams, just giving it all they got. This is going to be one of those games that everybody in the gym is going to remember, and especially these are those type of games that the players are going to remember. They're going to be talking about this with their buddies for years and years to come. It's a great game. Buckle up. It's going to be a fun one here.
2:10 to go in the third. 40-39 our score. Norwich boys get it back on a jump ball, and Stephen Dowdle will bring it across midcourt. Some of the role players stepping up big tonight for both of these teams. And here is Christie with a three on the left side. It's good for the eighth grader off the bench, Carter Christie.
And he's the Christie that's not known for his offense. His brother is. He's the defensive Christie hitting a big three. Big three to put the Tornado up by four.
A reach-in foul here on Carter Christie. With a minute 45 to go in the third, it's Norwich 43 and Oneonta 39. Jackets trying to hang on here at home. Norwich trying to return the favor after Oneonta came to Norwich earlier in the season and beat them in a fantastic game. Jackets will get it in. Left side here for Imperato. Now to Britton Z. Wants a three of his own. And Britton, oh, he's gone cold here in the third. Couldn't get that shot to go. In transition, Cason Stubb down low, and Z's going to get whistled for the foul.
You hear this a lot in the game of basketball. The locker room has probably made Britton Z cold. He's one of the, it's one of those times where he was on fire, but he went and he sat in the locker room a little bit, and he really hasn't done much in the second half.
On the baseline, Mitchell Collins underneath the Norwich hoop to the right side. Have to get it in. He's getting close, and finally just has to chuck one in, and they'll get it up top here for Zach Myers, who's off the bench now for Norwich, giving Graham Burton a little breather. Back up to Dowdle with 1:25 to go in the third. Norwich boys leading 43-39 here at OHS tonight. They find Christie in the corner, and now we got a foul. No, a traveling violation on Cason Stubb over in the right corner off that pass from Carter Christie.
Didn't see it, but no one's complaining on the Norwich side, so it must have been a travel. We just didn't have a great angle at it.
Yeah, we were screened a little bit there, so Oneonta brings the ball down the floor with 1:10 to go in the third. It's 43-39. And into the paint, here's Britton Z to the hoop, and it's going to flush down after rolling all the way around the hoop. Z, he's got 20.
We've talked a lot about that, you know, just seeing one to go in, getting onto the foul line, or just making an easy layup. That might get Z going here for the Yellow Jackets.
So it's Norwich 43, Oneonta 41. Mitchell Collins, right side corner, three, no. Died on the side of the rim. Zach Myers the rebound. His rebound shot won't go down, and Imperato's got it. And back down the floor, Imperato to the left side, finds Z. Skips across the top of the defense. Finds Grayson Brockington. Pulls up, in and out, rebound Dowdle. 30 seconds to go in the third.
Well, Oneonta has just gone cold in this this third quarter. They just can't seem to get those three-point shots to go.
20 seconds to go in the third. Two-point game. Norwich boys leading 43-41. Left side now for Carter Christie. Back to Dowdle. Down to 10 seconds. Coming off the side, Dowdle is going to step in. And he didn't get tricked there by the student section. On the countdown, fires up a deep three on the right side. It's just short, and that's going to do it. Three quarters in the books. Norwich boys take the lead, 43-41 here over Oneonta. We'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We start the fourth. Oneonta with the ball here on their home floor, trailing 43-41 against Norwich. Ball's on the floor. Now back out. Brady Carr for a three. He's got it. They left him open in front of the OHS bench, and he drains it. Carr's got nine.
That's a big three for Carr. I was just thinking that at the break there that maybe Oneonta would start taking it to the basket a little bit more because they weren't in the three, and boy, I was wrong. Big-time shot for Brady Carr.
Jackets retake the lead, 44-43. Kaysen Stubb now for Norwich into the paint, and he's blocked there by Carr. And Oneonta's got a little mojo going here down the left side of the floor with Britton Z. Now finds Carr, a little stutter step into the paint. Brady's shot, no, but he's fouled as his jumper in the paint won't go. 7 minutes to go in the fourth, and Brady's going to the line for two. He's got 9 points.
Zach Myers just got that call for Stephen Dowdle. Stephen Dowdle saw that was him all the way, and Zach Myers like, no, I got that one. That one was on me.
Want to thank Firefighter Incorporated, a trusted Oneonta-based company, as Carr makes the first shot here at the line. With over 65 years of experience, Firefighter specializes in fire protection equipment to protect your business and employees. You can call 433-2800, and Carr goes 2 out of 2.
Carr coming out 5 quick points here in the first minute of the half, or first minute of the fourth quarter, sorry. They got to keep it under control here. A tornado could be in trouble.
Jackets lead 46-43. 6:45 to go in the fourth. This is a big fourth quarter here at OHS. Both sides really want it, the seniors especially, here on senior night. Here is Carter Christie. Now back out to Kaysen Stubb. Stubb into the paint. Finding Cooper Christie into the corner for Zach Myers. 5 on the shot clock. Myers hanging in the air. He's blocked there by Brady Carr. Myers comes up limping a little bit. Says he's okay. Carr down the left side of the floor. Now goes to Imperato. Back to the right side. Brockington gets around Collins. Brockington down low, and Myers hammers him, and he's fouled on the right low block. It's 6:15 to go in the fourth. It's 46-43. And now Brockington's going to go to the line.
And that's what Myers is there for, right? Just make sure no one gets any easy ones. That wasn't a dirty play. He was going for the block. But if you get a little body, you get a little body. All the coaches know that in the gym. And his coach is just saying, don't let him get an easy one.
Rockington makes the first. He's into double figures with 10. Myers to the bench. Burton back in. And don't look now, but Oneonta's got a 47-43 lead. Wondering if they think Carr might have a cut here on his hand. They're looking at it.
Maybe Dowdle's doing a little gamesmanship here, saying he's got a cut on his hand. He's got a cut on his hand. I'd be doing the same thing. Carr's had a great here fourth quarter. I'd try to get him out of the game, too.
Guess he's okay. They kind of laugh about it there on the line. Brockington's second shot is good. And that gives Oneonta a 48-43 lead here over Norwich. And this feels like a big possession here, Rich, for the Purple.
It does, because Oneonta's just locked down on D. Norwich hasn't got a good clean shot yet in the fourth quarter. They need one here.
Here is Carter Christie on the left side, feeding one for Dowdle in the left corner. Dowdle now back to Kaysen Stubb. Stubbs waiting for some options. Shot clock coming up on 10. 5:50 to go here, fourth quarter. Burton at the high post. Finds Mitchell Collins in the right corner. Collins with another three with a hand in his face. And Coach B can't believe it. 14 now for Mitchell Collins. And a timeout is taken. We're back to a two-point game, 48-46, with 5:45 to go in the fourth. Rich, we'll keep it right here. But Mitchell Collins, unbelievable.
Yeah. I couldn't see what Coach Z was looking for. He's either looking for a double dribble or a carry or some type of travel. He's talking to the referee. Again, we were kind of screamed because it was in the farthest corner. But I said it. I've been saying it all game. Mitchell Collins has really been turning it up for Norwich. You know, Stephen Dowdle's been playing great defense, but Mitchell's been kind of the key cog here for the Purple Tornado, hitting some big threes and really hitting big threes at the right time, keeping Norwich in the game.
Want to thank Oneonta Block Company for their sponsorship tonight. Oneonta Block Company is your complete masonry supplier since 1982. Proud to support local high school sports on WCDL. You can call them at 607-432-6641 or visit online at oneontablock.com. Also want to thank, of course, Mirabito for their sponsorship. Our people make a difference at Mirabito. For nearly 100 years, Mirabito has been committed to keeping families comfortable. Visit them at mirabito.com. Well, Rich, it's going to come down to the wire, and every time it feels like one side might pull away, the other says not so fast.
And it's just been the game we were hoping it was going to be. And, you know, it was almost the exact opposite of what happened in the first game, right? You had Z, who had the great second half for Oneonta, and now it seems that Brady Carr's turn for the Yellow Jackets.
This matchup, Carr and Dowdle down the stretch here in this last 6 minutes, is going to be incredible. Don't turn that dial, folks. We got 5:40 to go. Oneonta boys on their home floor, leading Norwich 48-46. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Jim Tomeo's our producer back in the Sydney studios. Right side here for Brockington. They go to Carr straight away. 15 on the shot clock. Carr bodied up there by Dowdle, and they get him for the whistle at the left elbow. And the way this is going to be played down the stretch is going to be very interesting just from a physical standpoint. Three team fouls now on Norwich, none on Oneonta. Foul's going to be non-shooting, so on the baseline here for the Jackets.
They got a timeout for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, timeout's going to be taken here by the Jackets. And we'll step away, 48-46. Jackets on top of the Purple Tornado. We'll be back here late fourth quarter on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:20 to go in the fourth. Two-point lead here for Oneonta boys over Norwich. Just an update. Lizzie now has 8 points, so she needs 7 more to get to the 1,000-point mark. They are about midway, halfway through the third quarter there at Unipigo against Delhi. Britton Z on the inbound play is fouled and gets the bucket. Z's going to go to the line, and that Oneonta bench is fired up.
Well, of course they're fired up, right, because they called the timeout to set that play up. They wanted those free 2 points, and they did it. What a great call. What a great job by Coach Z to get his son the look in for 3 points left.
Yeah, Z's got it. 23 for Britton. And the Jackets back up on top, 51-46, with 5:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dowdle on the right side, little hesitation into the paint. Dowdle a little up and under, kicks one back out. Carter Christie for Cason Stubb in the left corner. Stubbs got it, wants to zip it across to the top of the defense, finds Carter Christie back out. Dowdle, three ball for Steven, halfway around the rim, pops out, and Jackets got a rebound with Matthew Rubin. Rubin down the right side. Feeds one for Imperato. Into the paint. Chucks one back over to Brockington. Now to Z. Pull up for Z. We got a foul on the play.
But it was one of the Oneonta guys that went flying. So
yeah.
It was one of the Norwich guys that pushed the guy who was doing the screening. So it's actually not Z shooting. It's going to be the bonus here. So it's going to be just a... No, they're calling a two-shot foul. Interesting. I don't know what that one was. But it wasn't... They didn't call it on the foul on Z.
We'll have to ask next time one of our officials comes over here. And Imperato at the line, can't get the first shot to go. Second one coming. With 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter, Oneonta boys leading 51-46. Second shot coming here from Maddox. And Imperato goes 0 out of 2 at the line. Ball out of bounds going back to Norwich. So after all that, Oneonta comes away empty.
Brady Carr's like, what else can I do there? I got three, four guys on me boxing me out. And he went up and got that rebound and just mishandled it. Nice. It was a nice play, but just mishandled the ball.
4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Norwich has got a couple of reserves in right now, but checking back in at the table will be Burton and Cooper Christie at the next whistle. Dowdle directing some traffic. He goes to Carter Christie. Now to Mitchell Collins. A three for Mitchell. He left it short this time and a rebound for Imperato. Imperato being chased on defense. He gets it out of there. Outlet pass to Z. Back across Brockington. Steps in. Brockington travels. And he gives it back to Norwich here with 4:20 to go, and the Oneonta boys on top 51-46.
That was a good look by Z, but Brockington just took one too many steps. He got himself too far underneath the basket, tried to stop and drag the pivot foot. Z, both Z's, right? The coach and the point guard is like, just go up with it naturally. That's what they're talking about now. Well, it looks like the Yellow Jackets are going to play a little 2-3 zone here.
Both sides, you can see, a little frustrated at times here in this fourth quarter, wanting to find that little gap to pull away, but they can't do it. Here's Dowdle pulling up at the line. This one off the back of the rim, and another rebound for Oneonta. Burton went flying on that rebound. Oneonta back down the floor, trying to take advantage. Burton hustles back. 4 minutes to go. Jackets lead 51-46 over Norwich. Z up near midcourt. Oneonta trying to increase their lead. Shot clock's at 20. Z right side finds Imperato as Oneonta goes left to right. And here is Imperato in the paint, gives one back out to Brady Carr. Carr averaging near 25 a game. He's only at 11 so far tonight. He misses the floater here. Forward pass to Dowdle. Dowdle in the paint, and Dowdle is fouled. It's going to be on the floor. This is the first foul on Oneonta in the fourth quarter.
What I've noticed is Carr has been playing great defense as well tonight. In this fourth quarter as well. He's been closing out well on the three-point shooters. And every time the ball gets in the paint, he just gets his hand up. And he's a tough body to shoot around. Carr has been playing great defense and offense for the Yellow Jackets here in the fourth.
Dowdle gets it in, finds Mitchell Collins, 3.5 to go. Fourth quarter, 51-46. Dowdle, the floater in the paint. Somehow he hangs on and hits that shot.
Great play by a great player. Kind of bobbled it on the layup, but gathered himself and put it in for the tornado. Back to a one-possession game.
51-48, Oneonta boys on top. They go inside for Carr. He gets around Burton and muscles it up and in. 13 now for Brady Carr.
That's just a play that can't happen for the tornado, right? They just threw it through the middle of the defense. Have to get your hands up. Carr's going to make you pay all day long.
Jackets 53, the Purple Tornado 48. Here's Kaysen Stubb, and he can't get the layup to go. He had a tough angle there. And the rebound goes to Oneonta, and Britton Z jogs it back down the floor. Z right to the Oneonta bench. Warms up the offense here with 2:40 to go in the fourth. They go to Rubin. And now back to Z. Straight away three here for Britton. Z in. Z, another one. He's got 26. Was that the dagger?
Wow, that's a big shot to put him up by eight. The tornado have to go quick now or this game's going to get out of control.
Kaysen Stubb in the paint. Little up and under for Kaysen. No. Graham Burton off the glass. Yes, on the putback for Burton. He's got eight. And it's a six-point game. Oneonta boys lead 56-50 with 2:15 to go in the fourth.
Coach Elzer calling for a stop here. They need a stop.
Z into the corner for Brockington. Now back out to Imperato. Coming up on 2 minutes to go here in the fourth. Now back to Z. Coach Z directing traffic. Britton's got the ball. His coach and dad, Brad Z, directing from the sideline. Oneonta working it around. Britton straight away three again.
That was from the volleyball line again. Coach Elgin just shook his head. There's not much he can do when he's hitting those shots. It's trouble time now for the tornado.
59-50. Oneonta's on top. Dowdle a straightaway three. And that one's in for Dowdle.
Wow. He answers the call. Gets it to win six. Coach Z is like, you have to guard him. Wow, what a big shot by Steven Dowdle.
Still a six-point game with a minute 35 to go in the fourth. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Jackets up by six on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, let's set the scene. Nate Lowe, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO. Also online, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Rich, a six-point game. Jackets on top, 59-53. Does Norwich have a chance still?
Well, Norwich always is going to have a chance here with that much time on, but one of the big things that's going to hurt Norwich on the stretch is just the only on the Yellow Jackets are going to go to the line very, very quickly, and they're a pretty good foul-shooting team. I would imagine that Coach Z is going to keep the ball in Britton Z's hand, so anytime now the tornado foul, they're going to go to the foul line, and then the Yellow Jackets actually can foul a little bit more, so they get a chance to play a little bit more aggressive.
Our Lizzie update, she's only three away now, that game in the fourth quarter down at Unitico, so we're going to keep an eye on that here, maybe talk about it during the postgame show if she gets it. Rubin on the right side here for Oneata. Goes back out to Grayson Brockington, and we got a foul here on Mitchell Collins. They had to do it. Team foul situation. Oneata shooting the rest of the way. Norwich has five team fouls. Only one team foul here on Oneata.
It was like the tornado were just waiting for Brockington to get the ball. Maybe they have that in the scouting report or something. We'll see here.
Brockington to the line. His first shot is in, rattled it in. Brockington's got 12.
So now the tornado are going to have to go quick, and they're going to have to go fast to the basket.
Second shot coming here for Brockington. And it's off the back of the rim. A rebound by Matthew Rubin. The soccer guy goes up and gets the rebound, and the Jackets keep it alive here with a buck 15 to go in the fourth. And we got another foul here on the Purple Tornado. 60-53 our score. Jackets on top here of Norwich.
You're not going to see that in the box score, but Rubin's rebound right there was really, really key, because now they can push this to an 8 to a 9 point game, and the Tornado are now going to be within like three possessions with them in 11. That's a huge rebound by Rubin there.
Imperato, who struggled at the line on his last trip, gets the first one to go here. Stay tuned. We'll have our postgame show coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. If Lizzie happens to get 1,000 down at Unitego, we'll talk about that. She's three away right now. And Parado goes one out of two. Kaysen Stubbs got a rebound. Norwich trying to find a way here. They find Steven Dowdle. Stops and pops for three. Yes, for Dowdle. And he's got 21. And it's a 61-56 game with a minute to go. Oneana's got the ball and the lead. Again, 61-56. Carr at the foul line. Carr. Backdoor cut here for Imperato. Leaves it for Rubin. Back out Brockington. Now to Carr. Shot clock's at 20. Game clock's at 45. Carr splits the defense. Works it out to Z. Oneata doing a great job on the keep away drill here. Z up near midcourt. Still 35 seconds left. Shot clock is down to 5. Oneata's going to have to chuck one up here. Z on the right side is just going to dribble it out and toss it. Missed it. Almost tapped in, but we got a shot clock violation. 25 seconds left, and Oneata leads 61-56.
That was an interesting strategy by Norwich. They're going to call a timeout. No, they're not going to call a timeout, but now they got it within 5. They got to go quick here. They do call a timeout. So they played for the stop, and they got it. Oneata did a good job keeping to the shot clock. So let's see what Norwich draws up here. This is a really interesting play. Are they going to go for the 3 or for the 2 here? And they're going to see how many timeouts they got. So with 23 seconds, they got to go quick. But do you go for the 3 or the 2? I don't know, Nate. What do you think?
You and I have had a couple of close games recently, and we've had the lucky opportunity to talk to the coaches after and ask what they were thinking. And everybody's kind of got a different opinion. I would think maybe go for the quick 2 here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
That's a tough call.
But if Dallo gets any space and gets a good-looking shot for a 3, or Mitchell Collins gets a good-looking shot for a 3, you probably take that as well. It's a really interesting strategy here, because you do now have time because you got to stop. You don't have a lot of time. You have to go quick, and you got to score. You got to get something. You have to get something here, 2 or 3.
Lizzie Kraft has got it. She just hit the 1,000-point mark. late third quarter. So congratulations to Lizzie Kraft of Unitego. She is the 10th player in school history and the 6th female to reach 1,000 points for Unitego. She's the first girl to hit it since Megan Perry back in 2021. So a huge congratulations there to Lizzie. I wish we could be there to see it. We'll talk more about that during the post-game show. But huge congratulations to Lizzie. That's awesome.
We've done a lot of her games today, and she's a fun player to watch. Congratulations to Kraft from Unitego.
Yeah, a lot of hard work went into that. And here's Dowdle out of the timeout. He wants the quick two, and he's got it. So Dowdle puts it up and in. Dowdle's got 23. And now it's a three-point game, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Oneana. We're going to step away this time. 14 seconds left. Fourth quarter, Oneana up 61-58. We'll be right back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. 14.1 seconds left. Oneana's got the ball. Oneana boys lead Norwich 61-58. Rich, we're going to have a big finish here.
Now you have to follow there, but that was good gamesmanship on both teams right there. Norwich scoring very, very quickly, but Oneana does a really smart play. I'm sure Coach D told them, don't inbound the ball right away because the time keeps on going in boys basketball. Right, you have 5 seconds to inbound the ball, so they didn't even touch the ball for probably 3 seconds. Coach Eldridge saying that Oneana actually chucked the ball away, did not even purposely take it out. So they wasted another 3 seconds just simply not inbounding the ball and then calling a timeout.
Here we go. Jackets going to get it in. They go to Z, and he's immediately fouled here by Mitchell Collins. Clock is down to 13.2.
Well, that was good and bad for the Tornado, right? Quick foul only took, what, a second or so off, but they fouled probably the wrong guy, right? The guy Z. So now, right, if they get the five, you're going to probably go for another quick two here. It's still a little bit of a game, but Norwich is going to have to score very, very quickly if Z scores and makes one of these foul shots.
So Oneana is up 61-58 with 13 seconds left. And here is Britton Z at the line. Z's first shot is no good. Hit the front of the rim. Z's got 29 tonight, having a fantastic game, but he misses the first.
So now you just saw Coach Eldridge. He said, now we got to go. So he's going to look for a quick two here, probably from Dowdle or Kaysen Sub to go to the basket.
Z goes one out of two. Z's got 30.
Okay, so now it's a four-point game. Am I right? Am I got that right? It's a four-point game.
Yes.
So you're probably going to go for the quick two here if you're Norwich. That was a timeout by Oneana.
So timeout Oneana, 62-58 our score. And my phone is blowing up. I got all sorts of people asking me about Lizzie. I got all sorts of people asking me what the score is here. People turn the darn radio on. That's all I got to say.
I don't have anybody texting me. Must be they don't know that other guy that's with you. But I'm telling you, this has been a great game. And it's one of those games everybody's going to remember. The Oneana's played really well. Norwich has stayed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can make a basket here, it's going to get interesting because, you kind of hope the Oneana just misses one. You could go for the three to tie it. They need a quick two here. I would imagine they're going to get the ball into Stephen Dowdle's hand for a quick layup. Now, there's Oneana foul, right? Because they have four fouls to give. So if Coach Z might do the old Coach Boeheim. Coach Boeheim used to do that a lot for Syracuse. And Coach Z watches a lot of Syracuse games. I would almost bet you here that Coach Z is going to foul. He's going to use up three fouls here. And if he could do that, it might get him down to 6 or 5 seconds. And then it's really, really trouble for Norwich. A lot of coaches don't forget to do that at the high school level. But Coach Z doesn't forget these things. I'm guessing he's going to foul here. He's going to foul the Tornado, not give him an easy basket.
Can Norwich execute? What will Oneana do on defense? Norwich will get it in. They're going to try to foul. Dowdle's going to get around, and then he's fouled. 9.7 left, so a couple seconds went off the clock.
Exactly what I thought. That's Coach Z just doing what he's paid to do. He's an excellent basketball coach. He knows what he's doing. He's got two more fouls to give, and they took 3 seconds off the clock. If he can do that again, you're looking at 3 seconds.
Dowdle actually ran across midcourt, fired up a shot, and hit it.
Yeah.
But it was well after the foul, so Cason Stubb will inbound it for Oneana near midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Stubb will get it into Dowdle in the backcourt. 7 seconds. Dowdle is fouled right at midcourt with 7 seconds left, and this is just chewing up time.
It's one play. You just saw Coach Z. He said one more, one more. It's just excellent coaching by the Oneana staff. I mean, you're not going to get anything by them. It's well done. I mean, this is what they get paid for, and Coach Elger has to burn a timeout now to try to come up with a different play.
Three team fouls on Oneana. Of course, Norwich has 5. 7 seconds left, and we'll see. Coach Alger was really curious about where they were going to put that ball for the inbounds here. So just want to thank, of course, all our special sponsors tonight, including Firefighter Incorporated, a trusted Oneana-based company for over 65 years, specializing in fire protection equipment for businesses, including extinguishers, fire alarms, sprinklers, and chemical suppression systems. And, of course, Country Club Motors as well, located at 70 Oneida Street in Oneonta, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and much more. See all the inventory online at countryclubmotors.com. Country Club Motors, where high volume saves you money.
I would imagine here in Norwich is going to have to get one going towards the basket. That's what Coach Ellis is drawing up. You have to get one going towards the basket, and you have to get one quick. I mean, you're talking within 1 to 2 seconds to even have a chance at the game, because Oneana's just not going to inbound the ball. Because if they get it down below 5 seconds, Coach, he just said to him, I guarantee you, don't inbound the ball, the game's over.
Yeah.
So you have to score within 2.1 seconds or the game's over. You just won't inbound the ball.
What can Coach Alger draw up here? Oneana's been very aware of where Stephen Dowdle is.
Yeah, you have to score in 2.1 seconds or the game's over.
Purple Tornado will look to get it in. They're going to try to go to Dowdle, and they do near midcourt. He's going to chuck up a half-court three. Dowdle off the back of the rim. It's coming right towards us. A football collision here for the ball going towards the sideline, and the possession is going to go back to Oneana. Or did they call a foul here on Dowdle?
They called a foul on Dowdle, which was the right call. He was going for the ball. He kind of gave him a little extra push. It was the right call. I mean, it is what it is at this point. And Norwich didn't really have any choice. They had to score quickly, and that's the only shot they got.
Dowdle with a nice look from half court there. Wouldn't go. And this is going to send Brockington to the line, but in theory, this game is over.
Yeah, that's...
And Oneana's going to win the division.
Hey, sir, and congratulations. They played well. They played well. Now you got Z and Dowdle saying a few things to each other. I think they're actually friends, so they're probably...
Yeah, they were smiling.
Yeah, they're smiling at each other. They know.
Brockington can't get the first. We might see this game again. I think Class A sectionals could be an absolute war.
I hope so. This has been two really good games between the two rival schools. It's been fun to call. It's been fun to watch.
Brockington goes 1 out of 2. That's going to do it. 63-58, our final score. A half-court heat from Dowdle, no good. Oneana wins the Stack East Division. Congratulations to them. We'll see what happens for them down the road in the Stack playoffs. In the Class A sectional tournament between these guys, Seton, Maine, Endwell. Boy, you name it. It's going to be a fight down the road. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up in just a minute on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time to Oneonta as the Oneonta boys defeat Norwich 63-58. They win the Stack East Division crown. Lizzie Kraft hits 1,000 points down the road, and this has been fun. This is what this time of year is all about. So our final scoring summary here for Oneonta boys, a game high 30 points for Britton Z. He was tremendous. 13 for Grayson Brockington, 13 for Brady Carr, and then, 3 for Maddox Imperato, 2 for Matthew Rubin, 2 for Bruce Missler. On the other side for Norwich, team high 23 for Stephen Dowdle, 14 for Mitchell Collins, 10 for Kaysen Stubb, 8 for Graham Burton, and 3 for Carter Christie. 4 threes on the night tonight for our guy Mitchell Collins as well over on those corner threes. He was deadly.
He's been playing well over the last, last month for the Tornado. And, good for him. You know, Norwich has struggled the last few years, and it's kind of fun to see these guys in these type of games that have worked hard.
Yeah.
And good for Mitchell, good for Stephen Dowdle, good for Zach Myers, Graham Burr, and all these seniors that have put their time in just to, be in these type of games. Really, it's really kudos to them for working hard over the years.
Got our three awards coming up here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Pretty easy choice tonight. Britton Z, game-high 30 points tonight. He was absolutely tremendous, and he hit some big shots every time they needed it.
A game to remember for Britton. I don't know if anybody watched it when he runs off the court. He's high-fiving all his teammates, but the last person he gets to is his father, the coach. They embrace with a big, huge hug, and they both have smiles on their faces. This was a big game for the Z family. Their Grandpa Z's down in Unitigo right now, but this is a game that Brad Z and Britton Z are going to remember for a long time. Britton was hitting shots from Southside Mall. He could have been eating at five guys and shooting at the same time. He's an impressive player. If you haven't watched Britton Z play, get out to the Hive and watch him play. He's fun. He's really, really fun. He's really fun, Nate. I don't know what to say.
Well, Grandpa Z might be a little upset. His team is down to Delhi right now. Yes, Lizzie got 1,000, but Delhi came to play. At the end of the third, they were up 42-29.
I know Grandpa Z really well, too. I've known him for a long, long time. When he watches this tape back, he's going to be proud of his grandson and his son tonight. Whether win or lose down there at the U, Coach Bob Z is going to be pretty happy to see his son and his grandson doing what they did tonight.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I want to go Stephen Dowdle. I mean, he held Brady Carr in check tonight. You hold Brady to 13, that's well below his average of about 24 or 25. I think we got to go Dowdle here. He could go for all purpose. We got to give an award to Norwich. I'd love to give one to Mitchell Collins, but I think Dowdle is going to get it here.
Yeah, Dowdle's, but this is the second time we give him the defensive award. Stephen has grown as a player over the years. He's going to probably play Division III somewhere. He's a good basketball player. He can shoot it as soon as he steps on the court. But really what's impressed me is he has picked up his defense. I would say, Stephen has just had a tremendous, tremendous season. And it's a senior year he's going to remember. And, he's climbing up the record charts in Norwich. But, he's a really underrated defender, and I can't agree more. He did a good job against Brady Carr tonight. And I didn't want to say it on the radio, and I'll say it now. Stephen's been under the weather all week.
Yes, he has.
He's been sick. We've been kind of keeping that under wraps over in Tornado Land. We didn't want everybody to know, but Stephen basically had the flu all week.
Yep.
So he looked better tonight. I wouldn't call this his flu game or anything, but to fight back and to get over that sickness. I mean, you saw him earlier in the week too, because you were over in Norwich, and we kind of held that off the radio. But I mean, to fight through that this week and then come out and have this type of game, kudos to Stephen Dowdle.
Yeah, I got to see him on Tuesday. We gave him our WCDO Athlete of the Week Award brought to you by Waste Recovery Enterprises. And he was definitely under the weather, but he said, I'll be ready by Friday.
I don't like to say this, but you've mentioned it before. He's my next-door neighbor. And I saw him walking down the hallway, because usually I'll see him out in the neighborhood, and I didn't see him. I saw him walking down the hallway, and he looked awful. And I said, what is wrong? And he looked at me. I've known him since he was a little kid. And he just shook his head at me. And I said, oh, boy,
yeah. This
is not good for you. And then I saw his parents later, and he had the flu. I just stayed away from him.
Yeah.
I didn't want to catch it.
Well, he played his heart out tonight. You feel for him being a senior. You know he wants this rivalry win as much as anybody. Maybe they'll get another crack at it in sectionals. We'll have to see.
Well, don't forget, they got him here last year. Norwich won at Oneonta last year. So that's always in the memory bank for them.
Lastly, tonight is our ACCO Brand All-Purpose Award. Will be a tough one to select, that's for sure. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. Well, we always give two awards to the team that wins, one to our team that falls. So I think you got a lot of different options here tonight. I'd like to go Grayson Brockington, 13. Yeah. Those three threes in the first half were huge. He just seemed to have a bunch of little plays here and there that were so good. We've given Brady Carr so many different awards. He's been Athlete of the Week. He's always constantly getting something. Let's give something to G. Brock here.
Big rebounds as well. He had some huge rebounds, and I believe he had a few foul shots at the end to kind of seal it for the Yellow Jackets. I agree. He had some big, big shots and big, big plays. It's going to be one of those games that he's always going to remember for. He's a junior, so he'll get another shot at it. But it's going to be one of those games that he's always going to look back on. He played well. He deserves it. And you're right. Brady Carr has gotten a lot of credit over the years. And you know,
we love you, Brady.
Yeah, we love you. But, I mean, Brockington, they don't win that game without him tonight.
Again, as we wrap up here, I want to say a huge congratulations to Unitigo's Lizzie Kraft for joining the 1,000-point club tonight against Delhi. We'll see how that game wraps up shortly. Lizzie's the 10th player and the 6th female in school history to reach the milestone. And she's the first female to hit it at Unitigo since 2021 when Megan Perry did it. Of course, Shea Barber on the boys' side did it a year later. So it's been a couple of years since a Unitigo player has hit it. But, you know, Lizzie's one of those kids, came up earlier in her career and has just chipped away, played a lot of travel basketball. I know this was something that was high on her list, and she got it done tonight. So that's pretty awesome.
It's a good stretch for Unitigo girls back in the mid-2000s with Coach Bonskowski, if you remember.
Yes, yeah.
He had the puffer girl, the Manzanero girl. Just Unitigo's had a good program over the years. So kudos to Lizzie joining that list of players that, you know, she's going to be up on the banner at the U forever. So when we walk into that gym calling another game, she'll be there. Congratulations, Lizzie. We wish we were there. I like calling her game. I've said she's one of the premier players, and I can't say it enough. She's fabulous to watch. Go out and watch her play before it's too late, folks.
I spoke with Lizzie earlier today. I said, you know, I'm really sorry I can't be there. But, you know, we've seen you a bunch this year. We're going to see you a bunch down the stretch. They're going to have a great chance to be in the MAC top four in the playoffs, potentially another MAC championship game, sectionals. So I said, we'll be back, and we'll see you soon. But, yeah, she joins a great list there with Shea Barber, Megan Perry, Tanner Winchester, Casey Manzanero, Colleen O'Hara, Erica Puffer, Jason Matthijs, Tom Hendricks, and Lynn Jackson.
I forgot about Colleen O'Hara. She was a great player, too.
Yep.
So, did she play armadillos for you? Did Lizzie?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You got to get your armadillos in there.
Yeah, Lizzie has played a lot of big travel ball, but has joined us whenever she's got a free weekend, and we'll have her exclusively for her senior season. So we're very excited.
That's
she's going to be one of our top bread and butter players, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So
here comes the line. If you've never been to a game with Nate Law, folks, the line just starts to develop after the game. Everybody's coming over to say hello.
Well, I'm getting a bunch of the girls for tomorrow that are saying, are you doing tomorrow's game? And yes, we are. 1:45 tip over in the land of the purple at NHS. The Oneonta girls will be on the road taking on Norwich. They have not played this year, so we still have two Oneonta Norwich girls games to go.
And we got the Coach Christie, right? If you aren't aware of what's going on in Norwich, Coach Christie and Christy will be at the helm tomorrow. So Cooper and Carter's parents tomorrow. So get out there at the Purple Tornado Land and watch the Christie's coach at home against the rival Jackets.
Yeah, big weekend here for a ton of local sports. There's a lot of great wrestling going on this weekend. So good luck to all our wrestlers. And they're setting up for that right now, Rich. They got the mats out. Here we go. So, we're going to wrap it up. Big thank you to you, Rich, for coming out again.
I'm getting the text. Where are we going, Nate? I'm getting the text. We probably can't say that on the radio, can I?
Probably not, but that's all right. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. He's our in-game producer. He'll be back with us tomorrow as well. I'll have Greg Bonskowski along with me. 63-58. It is the Oneonta boys defeating Norwich. We'll see you tomorrow here on WCDO Sports. Take care.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Of having only eyes for you, of letting you turn my crimson skies blue.